magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, October 23rd, 2017, and you're in for a special treat as my dear special guest and friend for, I don't know, I think I had you at the home studio 10, 12, many years ago, right?
Yes,
when you came out with your book, He's Waiting at the Well?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out, but we just finished up a good prayer time, so we trust and hope and expect God to work through our sharing and through this broadcast to touch you, not knowing where you are in your faith journey. Some of you are senior saints, and maybe you just need an encouraging word or a testimony to carry you through the day. Others of you might be far from God or maybe even hostile towards God, not even believing he exists. Well, we're here to tell you he does, he's alive, and he has your best interest in mind. And I would hope and pray through what's shared in the coming 20 or so minutes will be an encouragement to you, no matter where you're at in that faith journey. But what I love about Crystal Hoag, and I wrote it down, you can see on my notes here as we're doing a little show prep before we went on the air, is that you said, all glory to God, all for him. And that's a part of your life story. That's a part of your commitment. And that's a part of the ministry that he's calling you to, called CHM Bible Theater Productions, Inc. And so a lot of things that I want to alert our listeners about. We want to get the word out about this new Bible production, this theater troupe that you're putting together, CHM Bible Theater Productions, Inc., beginning or launching soon. Maybe even today somebody's going to call in. Recruitment, because you're thinking about a year from now to put on this major production for our whole listening area and people that can travel in to see this production. And then you're going to build a passion for this project. But before we talk all about that, you currently teach at First Christian Church in Champaign. You and your husband are very involved and active in ministry there. I know you both have been foster parents for a number of years and have raised three grown children. I think it was some point last year or earlier this year, I think you had up to like six foster children. So very active in living out your Christian faith. You love to teach the Bible. I know your husband, Charles. What did you call him? He loves to divide God's word and
Christian apologetics.
Apologetics. So he loves that. Yeah. You've served at that church for a number of years and have followed the Lord and served him in various capacities and have this real passion for putting on a biblically based theme. And you live in the Champaign area, and I think you were here 10 or so years ago, then moved away, and then a few years are now back in this area. Your husband works locally, as do you, and you and I have been talking about announcing to our Great News Radio listeners this opportunity for them to get involved, to be praying up this new ministry. Even though it's a year away, as somebody that has overseen casting and auditions and put in a huge production together, 1 year out is not too early.
Right. That is correct.
All right, so we'll start with a little of that faith journey. So did you grow up in a Christian home?
I did. Actually, I'm called a PK, which is pastor's kid, right? One thing that I've learned through the years is that I've learned to serve God with my life, with everything that I do. Home, ministry, my gifts and my talents, it's all for the glory of God. I've learned to yield to him because I'm his vessel to be used anytime he wants to do what he wants, when he wants.
Not always when it's convenient. It's like, Lord, that wasn't my timetable. Are you sure you're ready to stretch me in this way?
Right. So I've been in church for a very long time, but I've learned that God is in control and that he's sovereign. He's given me, and when you ask about my faith journey, when I start really reading the Bible and start reading it and really diving into the Word and dissecting it, I understood the importance of God's Word in my life and how it began to transform my life, how I began to grow as a Christian and develop this passion for the Word of God, knowing that it's real and it's true and it's alive. And so that Word really began to transform my life.
It's interesting that you're mentioning this, and that triggers a memory. Those that were expecting to maybe tune in today for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends and hear another part of Reformation Monday and Tuesday, I had mentioned that we were going to be carrying the five-week series of Pastor Jason's message on the Reformation. Today was going to be on the Scriptures and the importance of them during the Reformation. And so for those of you thinking that was going to be broadcast today, that'll be Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll be learning about the importance of the Scripture, God's inerrant Word, and inspired, and that'll be tomorrow and Wednesday during Mark and Friends. So you've had a passion for Scripture. Now, did that come when you came to Christ? Who are those people that nurtured you along in your faith journey and had you come to that point of decision to follow Jesus?
Well, of course, my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I was raised up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I didn't really develop an intimate, personal relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus Christ until I really, you know, got much older, began mm-hmm. to dive into His Word. I just got hungry. I got a passion
right.
for His Word. And then the Holy Spirit started illuminating the Word.
Sure, sure.
And it became a part of my life. That was a very long time ago. yes, it's been, an experience.
Sure. Well, it's that sanctification process. It's always a process of growing, and that doesn't mean the church directory is never backsliding or falling behind.
Exactly, because we're being conformed
right.
to the image of Jesus Christ every day. There
right.
is this sanctification process that right. we go through. You know, so we fall down, we get back up. You know, there's always going to be things that we struggle with,
right.
but, you know, we thank God for His Word, for the Spirit mm-hmm. That convicts us, and we get right back up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a trying thing,
right,
you know,
right.
this walk, but we have Jesus who walks with us. Like He walked with Adam in the cool of the day, He can walk with us in the cool
right.
of the day.
Well, then when did Charles come along, who you've been married to for how many years?
Going on almost 17 years
now. Oh, good.
Now.
You got the number right there.
Yeah. So he's also had a passion for the Word, and I think that's what kind of drew us together. Because I'm like, yeah, this guy, he loves the Bible, and I love the Bible. So, he's been studying it for a while. He's also a Bible teacher, as I mentioned before. I think he taught Sunday school maybe when he was like 18 years old before and many years ago. So he's had that passion as well for the Word.
Now, this current passion that you have has sat idle for a few years, I think. I mean, you had it and you saw God work through it in the Chicagoland area. Huge productions.
Yeah.
And so I want to kind of transition some of our time because this is where our listeners can get involved. They can first and foremost begin praying about this and then help get the word out. And then maybe say, I want to be involved. I want to be a part of this. I'm excited about it. I have some gifts in those areas, or I'm willing to be trained, or maybe I can't act or be in the production like on stage, but I can help with script writing, or I can help with building the production, or, you know, all the different facets to put it all together.
Right.
So what's going on, or what do you hope will happen about a year from now?
First of all, we just finished one a couple of years ago called Ready Not Here I Come in Chicago, and we ran that production for about maybe 3 or 4 years.
Now, when you say ran a production 3 or 4 years, some of those
like,
maybe not
that
schooled
mean?
In that. Like, what does it mean you ran a production? And this is when you were living up in the Chicagoland area.
Exactly. Right. So what we did is that we presented 7 different shows for 3 years. So we probably had over about 8,000 people that attended the production.
Mm.
It was a large production about the rapture of Jesus Christ. And we used theaters down there, and it was really powerful. The one thing about CHM Bible Theater production is that we bring God's Word through drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's making it visualized. People can actually see God's Word. And the passion that God's given me now is shifting it from this production now to the Good News. This new production is called The Good News. It's really based on John 3:16, which says what? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that mm-hmm. whosoever believeth in Him should not perish,
mm-hmm.
but have everlasting life. You know, I wrote down that scripture. I wrote down Mark 16:15. I wrote down 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. These scriptures all talk about the good news of Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. So what I've done is developed this manuscript on the good news. And it's various different scenes about the book of John. And it's just different scenes of Jesus Christ, you know, the miracles of Jesus, ascension, and other different areas that's going to be presented in this production.
And so this production will take dozens of cast members and helpers and financial backing and getting the word out and talented or gifted people that can portray these various roles. I mean, you're going to be looking for a Jesus and some disciples and other actors and actresses and people to be involved. So we'll mention this again at the end of the broadcast, but somebody's like, their ears are tickling. They're like, this sounds right up my alley, or I was a part of a theater troupe, or I've done skits at my church. So this will be a large production in our area, mm-hmm. probably October of next year, mm-hmm. but there'll obviously be rehearsals and building up towards that. So somebody's like, how do I find out more? Is there a website? Is there a phone number to call? What can I do to, mm-hmm. you know, be on the ground floor, if you will?
It's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we are open to the community, mm-hmm. To the churches, to the youth. It doesn't matter what age you are, between the ages of, well, I'll say between the ages of like 13 to 85 years old, mm-hmm. because we'll need several casts to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. If you do have the gift of acting, I believe that God gives us gifts to use for His glory, then this is an opportunity to be a part of something that's going to be wonderful, because we're presenting God's message, the good news yeah. of Jesus Christ through drama. So somebody that's sitting out in the audience who don't know Jesus, mm-hmm. the life can be transformed by seeing you present your gift on right. stage about the good news of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. whether you're going to be Jesus or one of the disciples, the Pharisees, Sadducees, or scribes, or even Adam. There's a first scene of Adam and Eve. I can't tell you about that. You just have to be a part of it, but it's going to be very powerful because it's God's message.
Right.
And He's used me as a vessel to do this. And I do believe that God always has sent people to be a part of something that He's doing.
Right.
I am just wanting to be obedient and to be able to serve and be obedient to do what He's called me to do, which is present these productions about the Bible. And I've seen it happen in Chicago. God used me, one person, mm-hmm. to present this play, Ready or Not, Here I Come. He sent people from the community, from churches, from schools, to get involved in something, whether it's acting, whether it's stagehands, whether it's marketing, or whatever area that you feel that you're called to. You can help spread God's message, mm-hmm. the good news, through your talent.
Well, I know, and let me alert listeners how you did that for our Great News Radio Theater troupe a year and a half ago when were doing some of the makeup and mm-hmm. Pre-show auditions, and where you were helping with some of the lines and you were assisting Cade mm-hmm. and coming and helping as we were in the formation of our own Great News Radio Theater troupe. I was asking you, give me your 2 cents on this, or what do you think about this? And we're really helpful and strategically used at the time as we were over at a Marketplace Mall for our first production yeah. during the Singing Men concert there. And we've had a great ongoing relationship as you and I have been talking about this and praying it up and seeing how God would lead. So for the listener, I'm kind of interested, when does this start and how do I find out more? What would you suggest they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is pray about it. Mm-hmm. I do want you to pray about it and ask God to lead you to decide what area that you can use your gift in. And we really can use anyone who wants to be a part of it, but you would want to go to the website, which is chmbibletheater.org, and it's spelled chmbibletheatre.org.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually the website, and you could just navigate through the various tabs there, and you would want to click on the audition tab as well. There's also a phone number that you can contact, which is 847-410-9014, and that's the number to reach CHM Bible Theater Productions. And then if you just want to just send us an email, that email is chmbibletheater@outlook.com, spelled CHM Bible Theater, spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R @outlook.com.
Oh, that one is T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Exactly. The other way is the Latin way.
T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Yeah, because we use that one for our theater troupe.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exciting times, Great News Radio listeners, and I felt privileged and honored and thankful that Crystal, her passions line up so much with this radio ministry and what we desire to do with building bridges, and her vision for getting many churches involved and people from all walks of life to be a part of this cast. It's going to be a major undertaking. It'll be about a year in production through rehearsals and getting the word out and signing you up, and you can find out more again at chmbibletheatre.org. That's CHM Bible theater.org. And if you're on your way to work and you can't remember that, just call the station and we can give you more information, and maybe we'll post a link on that so you can just click on it. But call us at 217-367-7777. We'll certainly get you in touch with Crystal, and I can vouch for it. She has a passion for God and will serve you well and bring about, hopefully, a transformative message through it's going to be called The Good News or Good News?
It's actually called The Good News.
The Good News. October.
October of 2018. So we have 1 year to get ready for this.
To pull it all together.
To pull it all together and tell your friends about it. We're really excited. I'm so excited about what God's going to do, because I love to see God's hand moving through the churches and the community, the youth programs, you know, getting your kids involved in something. Even a good way to get them involved to be able to serve. Mm-hmm. And it is a community outreach. Yeah. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people.
Well, I know the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy a few years back, and I think they've done it a couple times, but they did, I don't know if it was called Heaven and Hell or something, but it was a dramatic rendering of the biblical account of sin and death and hell, and they had an individual that had the role of Satan, and he powerfully portrayed it, and it took a toll on him emotionally, but he did it so powerfully, and people came to know the Lord and went forward. And so when this production is all said and done, what would be your answered prayer to say, God, we did what you wanted us to do? Will there be an altar call? Will there be counselors available when this is put on? Like, how do you envision it when it's debuted?
Oh, I envision hearts being touched. Mm-hmm. I envision tears, people really being broken down and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in the audience, because that's what he's done. And I've seen him do that. I've seen even the cast members in the back behind scenes just breaking down, because it's God's word.
Right.
And God sends his word and heals us, whether it's through drama, whether it's through teaching or preaching or however, or through small groups. God sends his word and he heals us. And this is a message. So I see souls being delivered and set free. Just seeing that Jesus died on the cross for us.
Right.
Someone, you know, that maybe didn't believe in the Bible, and they actually see it. And we do special effects, too. We do a lot of, you know, there's thunder and lightning and rain and, you know, and then the voice of God.
Right.
And to see that and see the reality that this is true. This actually isn't just like a little play. This is God's word.
Right.
Being dramatized. So I'm hoping that the person that sees that will, in the end, be able to give a life to Christ.
Right.
And we'll have people there available to minister to them after their production as well.
Right. Yeah. Exciting times. Of course, this is on the early front end of it, but we're hoping and praying that you'll get excited, that you'll help us get the word out. Maybe even through this broadcast today, some of you are going to say, I need to be a part of that, and you're going to either call in or stop by, chmbibletheater.org. That's chmbibletheater.org, and that's the CHM Bible Theater Productions, Inc., and you founded that some years ago.
Yeah, back in 2009, and we're actually a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, so we are definitely a charitable organization.
Yeah. And so people can get on board, certainly through prayer, financial gifts, maybe being a part of the cast, or somebody's like, I'm a handyman, and I can maybe set up some stages. Or we actually, through our English conversation class, I have a gal that's hoping to do makeup and stuff in the future. And I know some of the members of our Great News Radio Theater Troupe are kind of excited about this. And as we've been talking about over the air, casting the radio version of It's a Wonderful Life,
yes.
I think we have 53 different cast members, and some drive in from Monticello and Gibson City. They're part of the Monticello Theater Troupe. So there are a lot of gifted people throughout our area. And there might be some gift sets that you don't even realize you have, where you can get on stage and suddenly you can become this disciple or this Pharisee or this person in this dramatic role that could have an eternal impact on someone's life through the narration of the good news, the special production that'll be a year from today. But we want you to respond now. So stop by CHM Bible Theater and spell out theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So that's chmbibletheater.org. And you can have some of your questions answered, or we can connect you with Crystal at 847-410-9014. That's 847-410-9014. 410-9014. Now, even though it's an 847 number and you're like, is that local? Yes, it's local. She lives right here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And this production will go on right in our community here. She's still praying up some of those specifics, but hey, we have a year to pull it all together, and we're trying to figure out how Great News Radio can be involved. I firmly believe that this can impact our community. It can bring so many of us together, the churches together, all working for the same cause to bring honor and glory to God and introduce people to His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And so through drama and this dramatic rendering called The Good News, you can be a part of. So be praying it up. Help us get the word out and be listening, because we'll have Crystal in again and we'll have her announcing rehearsals or auditions or things coming up in the coming months. And you're in on the know right now. So anything else in our closing minute, Crystal, that you want to say? And I'd ask you to maybe close out our program in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just so excited. Gosh, I'm so excited to see how God is going to move through this production, because these are the last days, and God is going to get His message out one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can just see what's going on in the world today. When you turn on the news, just so much that's going on. So I'm excited to see this is going to end, because I love to see how God's hands start moving and touching people's hearts and minds, and, you know, getting them very enthused and motivated to serve Him, because it's all about Him.
Amen.
It's all about Him. So we praise God for that. So let's go into prayer. Father, we thank You. God, we love You. We stand in awe of who You are. You are our Father. Mm. We thank You for this time that You've given us to come together to learn more about You and just to be involved in our lives. Help us to be able to use our gifts to serve You. As we realize it's not about us anymore, it's all about You. Help us to be available and realize that we can't live without You. We can't move without You. We can't breathe without You. And we thank You for the non-believers that's going to be a part of this, that's going to give their life to Christ. We thank You for the believers that's going to use their gifts to edify the body of Christ and to bring those who are not in the kingdom into the kingdom, to build up the kingdom of God. And we thank You for Your love and for Your grace that is sufficient, that covers us, Your mercies that You give us day after day. And we just thank You for what You're going to do. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And all of our Great News Radio listeners said, oh, amen. I can hear it echoing throughout East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, and for those of you listening on the internet throughout the world. So thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. And let me encourage you again to stop by chmbibletheater.org, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So chmbibletheater.org to find out more and to be a part of what God's going to be doing over this next year through the CHM Bible Theater Productions, Inc., and through Crystal Hoag, our special guest today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.